Good afternoon, everybody. I lost Sharon. I can't hear her. So she was going to introduce. Are you there, Sharon?
Sorry
Can't
about
hear me.
that.
Okay.
I got muted. Welcome, everybody. It is the last BBC, or nope, let me correct that, BBS podcast of the month. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am filling in. My name is Sharon. I'm filling in for Robin, our co-host. She is not here today. However, we will have our question and answer session, and we will go through our program just as normal. Just to tell you a little bit about me, I joined actually about 3 years ago. My doctor and I, we were reconnecting and going over all of the things that I'd gone through within those 3 years and how far I've come because of Richard, Robin, and all the wonderful coaches. I was very infected. I looked like a battered woman, beat from head to toe. I lost my teeth. I lost my hair. Everything just kind of vanished away. But I thank Richard, and of course, thank God that I am getting my life back, or have gotten my life back. One, because of that wonderful king diet that Richard has made, and two is because of all of the protocols that he has provided for us. He's provided all the pieces of the puzzle to get your life back. And when you hear the excitement in my voice, it's because I'm so happy to pay this forward to you guys and just keep coming back. Richard, he first became infected in the 90s, and it was very life-changing for him, just as it's been life-changing for us. But he didn't have a Richard. So we're so grateful to have a Richard so that he's already done the footwork. He's done boots on the ground. And only thing we have to do is make this king diet work, take our supplements to boost our health and immune, and to make sure that we don't forget how important it is to clean our environment. Richard went through countless doctors, and there was nothing that they could do for him, just as there's nothing that they can do for us. However, we give it a shot every now and then, but we always end up coming right back to this wonderful 13th edition of How to Get Your Life Back from Morgellons or Morgellons and Other Skin Parasites. This will be your savior. And at this time, I will give it over to Richard, the one who wrote this wonderful book. Richard, it's all yours.
Thank you, Sharon. Wonderful to be here. My favorite place to be during the week. And why? Well, what is your purpose in life? Take a moment and reflect. And while you're reflecting on your purpose in life, I'm going to read or state the federal guidelines that apply to what we do. The FDA has not evaluated anything that we say or anything about my book or anything that's written in my book. That's because to be evaluated by the FDA, you got to put millions of dollars up front to have them evaluated. We're not there. The FDA require the they require me to inform you that before you start my incredible diet or accept any of our recommendations. Now, the law is written such that if I recommend that you drink a lot of water, that's a recommendation, and you are to discuss that with your medical doctor to make sure that it doesn't, whatever recommendations we make, the diet or whatever, doesn't interfere with your health problems. Now, we also have the AMA. Now, you are most likely familiar with very many of their members and have gone to countless numbers of doctors and spent hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars. And the best result you can get there is if the doctor says, well, you got something, but I don't know what it is or how to treat it. That's the best. Well, they might mention, yeah, maybe you have Morgellons. But I recommend you never, ever, ever walk into a doctor's office, show them your skin, and say, is this Morgellons? It's easy enough to get diagnosed as being delusional without popping up the delusion word, Morgellons. So, being that we do not diagnose, treat, cure, mitigate, or prevent disease, because only doctors can, by law, we're fortunate enough to be able to educate you. Now, based on my 25, 30 years, God, I'm getting old. 79, would you believe that? I wake up, where the hell did life go? It's gone, but I'm here. So we're allowed to educate you. Can educate you, well, before I get into this, I want anybody on this call to tell me where you get these four things, boom, 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 outline, concise, and then a protocol to follow it. You ever find it on Facebook? Right. Sharon, what do you, have you ever read Facebook and seen any post that says, well, if you want to get rid of Morgellons, you got to do more than drink baking soda?
Fortunately, I don't follow Facebook. I don't have a Facebook account, so I didn't get to run down that rabbit.
Well, there are many people who do, indeed. And I believe it's a fantastic place to bring people together, but there's no place to go. You know, their guidelines say they can't recommend things even if they do work. Even if they do work, they can't recommend it. And I understand that. Everybody in his rabbit hole would be on there saying, hey, do this and do that. I've gone down a lot of rabbit holes. I certainly have. There should be a place in between where what I've discovered is acknowledged. What diet works. There is no place in the whole entire world where you people can go and find people who are getting well and not just showing you stupid pictures of filaments and fibers and lesions and crap. We don't get into that stuff. We don't care where Morgellons came from. We don't care what caused it. We don't care what your lesions look like. We don't care. Why? Why, Rob? Why? Keep saying, Rob. Why, Sharon? Why don't we care?
We don't care because we have the answers. We know how to combat.
And the answer is the diet. Absolutely. The diet. Now, this is a podcast that may be the first time that you're listening to it. And how do you know if you have Morgellons? So I was hoping Carrie Ann would be with us today. Are you with us, Carrie Ann? I don't think so. We had communicated earlier. But how do you know if you have Morgellons? Well, if you have filaments and fibers growing from your skin that are not normal, that are different, could be different sizes, different colors, could even be fluorescent, could be minuscule in size so that you only find them when you are accumulated in your bedding and your clothing, and you're not wearing cashmere or wool, well, that's a good indication that you're dealing with Morgellons. Along with that, you may experience intense itching and biting sensations and lesions that are non-healing and things coming out of your skin, and even it can affect your mental attitude, and some people can be more paranoid or bipolar, as Dr. Bransfield, the psychiatrist that's specializing in this disease, will also tell you. So, and some of those symptoms, the filaments and fibers are Morgellons. The other symptoms can be different parasitic organisms such as Columbella, different skin fungus, and mites can also contribute to those things. Rashes on the skin are often bacterial or caused by worms that are loose in your body, and they infest the skin as well. So that's what it's about. Now back to the four things to do. And it's like driving an automobile with a shift instead of the automatic thing that you have now. I don't know if anybody drives these shifts anymore. But
5 feet.
You what?
The 5 feet stick. The stick.
Yeah.
5 feet.
So this automobile has four clutches, and we need to engage them all at once. Now, many people are already doing three of them, and unless you're doing the first one, then the other three don't really make much difference because, as I've said on many occasions, you're a walking, talking, parasite breeding machine. Everywhere you go, they're shedding or jumping from your body, or the filaments are flying off, or you're floating away from you as you shed them. Those filaments can be contagious, not to everybody, but to many people. There's a researcher at one of the more famous places that you'll find on the web talking about Morgellons. It says it's the Mayo Clinic, yeah, who estimates 27 out of 100,000 people in the country are suffering from delusions of parasitosis. 8.1 out of 100,000 are suffering from Lyme disease. Now, what is the diagnosis that you get when you go to a doctor complaining of Morgellons, or what is that diagnosis?
Delusional parasitosis.
Delusions of parasitosis. 27 out of 100,000. Three times greater than Lyme disease. And a study done by the National Pedulosis Society, I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it's the Lyme organization, back in 2003. You know, there's not enough research. There is no research. This was a fantastic study, but how many people have tried to duplicate it or bring it? 18 out of 20 or 20 out of 22 people diagnosed with delusions of parasitosis through microscopy were found to be suffering or dealing or infested with Columbella.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even mention Morgellons. Columbella!
Mm-hmm.
That's before the word Morgellons was coined. So you know what the other two were suffering from? Morgellons!
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I find that 90% of those with Morgellons are also dealing with Columbella, such as I was. So, number one, make the diet work. I don't know exactly why the diet works. I would guess that if we were able to do research or knew how to do research, we'd find it has to do with vibrations. The foods that are on the eat list, which also happen to be healthy. You know, you won't find a milk chocolate there, and you won't find sugary breakfast cereals or wheat and muffins. And you're not going to find junk food there and sodas. No, so it's very much like most of the diets. But you're not going to find carrots on stage one. You're not going to find peas or olive oil. So it's very different. And I sense it has something to do with the vibrations. Once you make this diet work, within days, you can be, tell them, what happens if you make the diet work within days? I know it didn't happen with you, but what can happen?
Yeah, I'm a slow learner, but once I finally caught on, all the itching, the biting, the crawling stopped. So even with not mastering it fully, I could still see within a matter of days that it made a difference. I could sleep. So, yeah.
There, you said the magic word. You said the magic word. And what word? Sleep.
Sleep.
You'll have your first full night of sleep that you've had in years. And you know the diet is working. From then on, there should be no question in your mind. No question in your mind, because you're on the path. If I was a preacher, I'd bring you to the Lord.
Amen.
I'm bringing you to the diet. Amen. And I don't care if you're 96 pounds. You can figure it out and make it work. Because the end result, you know, how long does it take to get through stage one? It's strict, and you can lose weight in stage one, but we have coaches that can help you minimize the amount of weight that you lose and tell you what to eat. Maybe like, oh, I love fried chicken skin. Man, and that helps you build weight. Yeah, right. So how long can it be from between when you start stage one and you get to stage two?
Well, that depends on you. It depends on how quickly you make the King diet work. I stayed on stage one for over a year because I was comfortable there. And I didn't want to try anything else because I didn't want the misery to come back.
You know, I've talked to many, many people who voiced the same thing. Stage one, most people agree, it works. And why do I want it to, you know, work? Why do I want to mess it up? But there are people who want to gain weight and so forth, and they do want to go to, and stage two has some wonderful, beautiful foods like red potatoes and walnuts and macadamia nuts, Brazil nuts, and green apples and bananas. We do add some, and the recipes become more flavorful as we move into stage two. Now, stage two, you know, I can't say you can do it to move to three in a few days. I mean, if you get stage one right, you can get to stage two within days. You literally can. For me, it was hours. That's right, hours, not days, hours. But then I only started with eggs. Now, I don't want you to go around eating only eggs, but because once I knew it was working, then I had to figure out what other foods I could eat. Then it took me 2 years to figure that out. But you could go to stage two within days. So what we're going to do is go into the Q&A. I was hoping that Carrie Ann could be with us today, or at least somebody from Morgellons Uncensored. You know, they have a political thing there. Politically, and I understand it, I mentioned it earlier, on Facebook groups, they don't want people mentioning things like, go out and buy this, or I bought this and this worked for me, and or I sell this and this is the best product in the whole entire world, and send people down a whole bunch of rabbit holes. But by the same token, you don't get any real direction on Facebook groups. All you do get is accumulation of complaining and pictures and pictures and it's stupid. Yeah. So on one part, they do a great job. On another part, it's kind of stupid to stay stuck at the same damn thing. I hope that we could come together and educate people. A couple of weeks ago, we had Nancy from the shop, StoreMorgellons.com, and she is an expert. They have parasite groups, too. Now, cofactors. Everybody gets caught up in a cofactor. And there are many different cofactors. And once you identify what your cofactor, it's so easy to say, well, everybody has this cofactor. Like the Charles Holman Association. Everybody, it's about Lyme disease. It's about Lyme disease. And then there's another website that's about Rose Gardner's disease. What is that, spirochetosis? I don't know. Rose Gardner's disease, that's what everybody's got. You know? And years ago, there was a guy that he was also affected by Strongyloides cervicalis. I also dealt with it. And he was running around. And everybody's got struggle with Eric Hollis. I thought you got a treat. You know, then you get well. And then we have a guy in Europe. It's helmets. It's worms. It's worms. That's what you got to deal with. So you get the picture?
Mm-hmm.
It's all of these things. Not just one of them. It's all of them. And it's nice to be able to identify the cofactor. But you know what? The diet doesn't give a crap about your cofactor. It's going to work. But, yeah, we do want to get rid of the cofactors. And the quicker you identify or deal with the cofactor, faster you're going to get your life back. So we go at it all around. You don't see this on Facebook. I saw an interesting post on Facebook. It was on Morgellons Uncensored. And this person, he was probably the first, or she, I don't remember, the first person with any intelligence about, and he's saying, it's about Monsanto's non-GMO foods, Monsanto's glyphosate. You know what? I agree 100%, but it's not only about Monsanto and their glyphosate and their GMOs. It's not only. It's EMF as well. We can't. It's so many stress factors as well, but they are the biggies. It's Bayer and their pesticides as well. Anything that gums up the ordinary cycle of life is going to contribute to us being more susceptible to Morgellons. So who has a question out there? I know you're tired of hearing me talk. Who has a question out there? Do a star six, or anybody give their last four digits?
No, Richard, nobody gave me the number.
All right, so you know how to do it. Star six, that's two different keys. You push them at the same time, the star key and the six key. Introduce yourself, share how you're doing, if you're in the program, if you're new, what your question is. Who's first?
Well, since we don't have anyone to start, I know someone will ask a question after I begin. But I was just sharing at the beginning when I logged on to the call that a week or so ago I was in the hospital for food poisoning. That's what happens when you get along to stage three. You start getting food poisoning and other toxins that you didn't get on the King diet. But point to make is, the chasing miracles, had I continued to use that, I could have avoided that dehydration because once I got dehydrated, everything else just went downhill along with potassium, and it kept me in the hospital for 3 days because of it. So just as an extra precaution to you guys, make sure you stay hydrated, and it's about to be starting to get hot, so you want to make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Plenty of water, because when you're taking the supplements and if you're taking anything from Shop 4, Morgellons from Nancy, you definitely need to stay hydrated.
Do you know how to tell if you're dehydrated? An easy test?
What was that?
You know, an easy test to tell if you're dehydrated?
No. What is it?
Okay. You pinch your skin like that, and if it stays pinched, you're dehydrated. If it smooths right out, you're good.
Okay, I need that because I get dehydrated so often. Yeah, that's
pinch your skin. Just squeeze it and see how long it stays up there.
Oh, I'm really hydrated now because I'm taking the Chasing Miracle.
Yeah. So there you go. So who has a question? Star six, I know you guys are not shy. If you're new to the program, if you're not in my program and have learned about it through a Facebook group or whatever, speak up. We love to hear from you. Wow, this could be the shortest call ever.
I'm in the...
Hello?
I know.
I caught what you said.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. What's your name? Yes. And where are you from?
From Texas.
Hi, Texas.
Part a graphic that shows it. Diane.
Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi. There's a chart, a graphic that shows that if you're hydrated, then your urine will be light yellow. If you're dehydrated, it gets dark, and it gets darker the more dehydrated you are. And, of course, being overhydrated is bad, too. So if it's crystal clear, then you're overly hydrated.
Oh. Wonderful. That's good. And also, if your urine is not clear, then your kidneys are not doing a good job.
Mm.
So that could be a warning sign as well. Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to share? How are you
sure.
doing? Have you been in the program? Have you started a diet? Is it working for you? Tell us. Hello? Tell us.
Bye.
We lost her. Okay, who's next? Star 6.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought you were waiting for someone to chime in. No,
no.
I've talked to you many times. Yeah, I'm still like on stage 1.5.
Well, that's good. And how are you doing
in terms
of getting your life back?
About the same.
And tell us what that is. What any roadblocks?
It's about the same. It's about stage 1.5.
Okay. Now, what about the symptoms? Are you relatively free of the itching and the biting and all that uncomfortable stuff?
As long as I'm on stage 1.5.
Okay. So life is different now than it was being on stage 1.5. How long have you been on stage 1.5?
Yes, I've been on stage 1.5 for about 4 or 5 years.
Four or five years. Okay. Well, and life is different than it was 5 years ago.
Yes.
Good. Tell us what's different. What about your life is different than when you first joined?
I don't have the same symptoms. I just wanted to chime in about the hydration because I just learned that. That's all. That's all
okay.
I wanted to do was just chime in about the hydration. Thank you very much for everything you do.
Well, you're most welcome. and thank you for being part of our program. We appreciate that. Who's next? Star 6, please. Anyone else?
Wow.
This is unheard of.
It is. No
we
questions.
We sometimes go 2 hours.
Maybe stress relief.
this is Jen. I'm sorry.
Hi, Jen.
It really hurts to talk, but I do have a question, Richard.
Sure.
Do you support the use of hydrochloric acid as anything that might help a little bit?
Hypochlorous acid and disinfecting your environment, if it works, that's great. There is a fellow, his name is Michael. I've worked with him for years. He sells ozone machines, and we used to handle his machines. And he feels that ozone, he uses mainly for dealing with mites. And he swears on hypochlorous acid being the answer. Yet over the years, I've gotten very few people telling me that hypochlorous acid actually works for them. So contrary to ammonia, but ammonia is more toxic. So if hypochlorous acid works for you, I'd say, great, fantastic. That's good. You don't have to deal with that stinky ammonia.
Okay, great.
Thank you for the question. How are you doing?
I really appreciate it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no apologies. How are you doing? Have you made the diet work?
I'm still making the diet work. I'm so sorry. I'm so sick that it hurts to talk, but I'm getting there. I'm trying my best.
Okay.
And I'm grateful for you and grateful for everyone there. Thank you
so
much.
we're very grateful that you're with us and hope to be a force in your recovery.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Thanks.
You know, I asked before, what is your purpose in life? And you've had a lot of time to think about that. Would anybody like to share what your purpose is, what you have come to find your purpose in life is? Anyone?
Well, I'll share.
Go for it.
And this is, of course, something that as a result of this illness, it has drawn me a lot closer to God. It's also allowed me to know myself and learn myself more. And through all of this experience with morgue and all the other parasites, it has helped me to see that I believe my I'm supposed to pay it forward. I believe that my goal and my mission in life is to help. And I believe that the struggles that I've gone through has made me strong enough to become a coach and to pay it forward. So that's what I believe for me. I think I'm here to help others.
Thank you. That's wonderful. To be of service to others. I wish politicians were more like that. Instead of service to themselves. Anyone else want to share what's your purpose?
I will, Richard.
Yes, okay. Go for it.
Carol Ann.
Hi, Carol Ann.
Hey, how are you? Was that Sharon speaking?
When are you going to get video capabilities and join us with video?
In May, I will have internet where I can bundle in my area.
Okay.
In the new subdivision. I will, because I'm doing so much better. Actually, I do not have that vein disease. I went to the doctor, which is my veins are, he said, for my age. I'm at the very end of the 60s, going into the 70s. But he said that they were just great. And so anyway, the skin stuff I've been using works good. And what my purpose, I believe, when I was 30 years old, I had a weight issue all my life. And I lost 100 pounds with Weight Watchers International in Belt Territories. And my purpose turned into helping others lose weight. I went back to college and worked for a chiropractor. And that's how I finished my career. It was wonderful. But this was a totally different protocol that God taught me. And I think I have grown, like Sharon said, in my faith. And also it humbles you. And it gives you a love and to help others, no matter what they're going through, no matter what color, no matter what race, no matter what status of finances, it doesn't matter. The program I did and designed with the chiropractor was your health is your wealth. And it is your wealth. If you have not your health, you have nothing here because you can't be a usable vessel. And the
your purpose is to support and be of value to others.
Yes. And show Amen. Them if I can lose 100, if I can go 3 more gallons and I have the mites and the other one. But I'm telling you, Richard, the diet plays a 99.9% because I have tested it and tested it and tested it. And when I do something I should not eat in 15 minutes, my legs let me know.
Yeah.
So the diet works. It clears it up. I mean, I don't have the symptoms when I stick to it.
Thank you so much. Now, you know, in weeks past, I just do want to mention this. In weeks past, we often about this time had people complaining about the quality of the audio on the call. That my voice is all crackled and loud and over whatever, and it's about this time. So I did want to address that issue. If you do have a problem with my voice, Now, it is not me. It is not my sound. I know that for sure because I get the videos after they're done, they're recorded, and I listen, and it is not me. But we have what we believe a fix for you. Now, many people just hang up and then call back, but the problem is still there. It seems that it might be in your phone, whether it's an AT&T or Verizon or whatever network you're on, or whether it's an Apple, or whether it's a what's the other guy used to the whatever it is. It, you know, they accumulate memory like computers. They have this cache or whatever you got to clear out every now and then, and if it hasn't recently updated. So if you're getting bad reception from this call, the idea is to hang up, but not just call back, but restart your phone. Shut it off completely and then restart it and then call back and let me know if the quality is better of my audio that you may be hearing. All right, back to purpose. So far,
Richard, today it was very, very clear. You're very clear today. With me.
Clear today. Well, thank you.
Yes.
All right. Maybe the weather. I don't know, but I do know, and I publish these videos every week, and you can see for yourself, it is not from my end that the problem exists. It's something going on with your end. Okay. Anyone else want to tell us about your purpose in life?
Yes. I'm sorry,
yes.
Go ahead.
Oh. Hi, your name and where are you from?
Yeah, this is Robin in Birmingham.
Hi, Robin
Alabama.
In Birmingham. How are you today? How's the diet working for you? How is life for you?
I am making progress on making the diet work for me, but it has been a struggle. Part of it is I'm hard-headed because I read the book.
Yeah. Are you a Taurus? Are you a Taurus like
no.
me?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
Stubborn Scorpio. Who heard of that?
And I want to eat what I want to eat. And I'm sorry, the parasites don't care, as you know. Parasites don't care what you want to eat. Okay? They don't care.
Yeah.
They do care. They want you to eat the stuff that they want you to eat.
That's right.
So it's been a struggle. It has. Because I read the book and I look at what everyone else can eat. I'm on super, super, super strict. Stage one, I'm on a version of stage one that is way more strict than what other people can have. And I've been struggling with the idea of maybe throwing my hat in the ring and being a coach because I've finally been able to figure out how to make it work for me. But it's different for other people. I can't have spelt or millet or rye or rice. I even do better on clarified butter. I limit rice bran oil even. I have got such a sensitive system, and I think that if you are insulin resistant or pre-diabetic or diabetic, you have got a challenge ahead of you with the diet because my body wants to turn anything it eats into sugar.
Or may I interrupt you? Are you perhaps using our digestive aid? Have you thought of using that?
I've got Argo.
No, our digestive aid, not the enzymes, but the it's skin regenerator digestive aid polyphenols. Have you used those?
I haven't bought that yet.
Well, it seems like it was stage two. Before you continue, just let me interject a little bit of my own experience. I've been pre-diabetic for quite some time, and about maybe 2 months ago, I went over the line and was diabetic, and I had the neuropathy, the pain in the foot, and the coldness and everything, and it was like a misery. And I was looking at everything on Facebook and TikTok. You know, by the way, I'm also on TikTok, and if you like to be entertained, go over there and check me out. I do the Zen ladies and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
I like to do a little zen. But, you know, I'm checking out everything. And, of course, cinnamon and berberine have been something that's important. But even that wasn't actually doing it for me. And I saw this video. Well, there was Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil and Halle Berry, and they were talking about worms in the pancreas and how weird that sounded. And part of the video looked kind of like fakeish anyway, so I checked it out, and it turned out to be an AI-generated video. And you see a lot of people now on this worm thing in the pancreas causing diabetes. And then I saw a lady talking about she's selling a book for $40. And she talked about the importance of polyphenols. And a little light bulb went off in my head. Hell, we have polyphenols. So I brought the bag home of the polyphenols. I took two capsules with my breakfast. And bang, 90% improvement. Two capsules with my lunch, 90% improvement. I took six capsules a day, two with each meal. And it was miraculous.
Okay.
I could have ice cream that I was not able to have before with minimal. I can't say zero, but minimal. So I'm not saying this is some kind of a cure, but I, you know, and I can't say it would work for anybody else, but all I know is in my mind now, it's not an insulin or pancreas problem. It's a digestive issue, at least it is for me, because polyphenols, the epithelial cells are in the gut. That's why we also call it a digestive aid. And I started this about a month ago. And now instead of taking six a day, I'm down to maybe like two a day. So this is kind of telling me that what was bad can kind of even be corrected in a sense, that you don't have to even rely on this. So, okay, that's my interruption. And continue, please.
That's okay. Well, I very much appreciate that. I will check that out, definitely. I was curious to know what app you're using so that video is available during these sessions, because I've just been calling it in on my phone. Is there an app you're using, like Zoom or GoToMeeting, something of that nature?
Well, tomorrow, look in your inbox, and you should have an email from me that has this recording on it, and an outline of the different things that we talked about. And not only today's video, but if you scroll down, you'll see every video probably that we did for the last year or so. And you can see some of the topics that we talked about.
Okay.
You know, sometimes when I look back, there's a lot in this book. Like about a month ago, something I totally forgot about and never even thought about was that when you scratch your itches, it actually causes you problems and affecting the mast cells in your body, infecting the immune system, something as silly as itching and as scratching an itch. And so, and of course, the good news is we have our nature's gift that puts the itch to bed pretty quick. So anyway, thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to share? And
if I'm interested in becoming a coach, how do I go about doing that?
Just send me an email. And,
okay.
Yeah, I'd love to welcome you to our coaching team.
Okay, I'll send you an email.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
right,
thank you.
And Robin,
yes.
You're not very
yes.
far from me. I realized you were in Birmingham. I'm in Howland Home. So if you need me, you can always contact me as well. I'd love to help you.
Is this Sharon?
Yes.
If you've been on my mind, I've been thinking, you know, that Sharon, she's my neighbor.
I am.
She's right here in Alabama. I need to reach out to Sharon.
Absolutely. Please do.
And you had to come to me to connect to her. How kind of.
I know.
Strange world. All right. Anyone else? A question or want to share your porpoise in life?
It's Maris in Georgia. Does anybody is anybody anxious to go? Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Is anybody? I've never heard of Palantino before. Is that a grain?
Palantino. Who mentioned that?
You just did. You said you took Palantino.
No.
Or either it's my southern is translating what you said.
What
it was right after you.
I took our formulation. It's for digestive aid. Aid formulation. Polyphenols.
Oh, polyphenols. Oh, my God. It was my
ginger,
southern ears translating
like
translating what you said, darling.
Okay.
Polyphenol.
Right.
Do you take that by itself?
I take it with my meal.
Okay. Because I'm hyperglycemic, and it's been really weird, like, dealing with this. I want to just ask some really fast questions. I have some... This is silly, but they're in a box for over a year. Real boots from really Mexico that smell like cows. And I've been, you know, before I met y'all, I thought, oh, they're going to love that, not knowing that they don't like it when I eat meat, you know. So can I bring my boots out and they still smell like, they're the real thing. They smell like cows. They're beautiful. I want to wear them.
Well, why not? Robin might suggest first that you put some put them in plastic bags and put a sachet of menthol crystals in there for.
Oh yeah, I think I've done everything with them, but I'll make sure because it didn't pack up so long. Let's see. The other question is it hydrochloric acid that you can wash the floor with that you can get at Home Depot?
No, hydrochloric acid is very dangerous. They use that to wash brick with. Hypochlorous. Big difference between hydrochloric and hypochlorous.
Thank you, sir, because I'm everything but a chemist.
Thank you for asking. I'm glad to clarify that up. I'd hate to find out next week somebody.
No, I don't. I'm not going to do stuff that I don't know. I am that smart.
Yeah.
But anyway, hypochlorous. Do you get? And you just order it like Home Depot or Amazon?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I've never ordered it.
I'll find out.
Right.
And can I use
inexpensive? What's that?
Amazon.
Somebody wanted to say something. Amazon
has it.
I would look locally. You got to pay a lot of shipping. You got to be using it by the gallon, and a gallon is like 8 pounds, and it's pretty expensive shipping, like 15 or 20 bucks. So you probably
not if you're on Prime.
You want to find it in a hardware store or someplace like that.
Okay, for a smaller quantity. And
yeah,
it's basically for washing the floors, don't you find? Because I had to step away from the call. I'm actually at work. I had to step away from the call.
I'm not an expert on it. You'd have to look it up as to what you have on it. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm on stage one, and I'm wondering about can I make some bread with rice bran flour?
I don't see why not. There's an easy recipe in the chapter 5 using spelt. So you can use substitute the rice flour, I would think.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a shot because the spelt is way expensive, way 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 out of my league expensive.
All right. Okay.
Rice bran. Okay.
Thank
got
you.
Another one. I've got another question. The ingredient called whey, is that out for us on stage
that's
one?
That's a milk, yes, that's out.
Why, shoot.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
have
I'm not time. Done, but I'll come back. I'll mute and come back later. Okay,
anyone
thank
else?
You.
Anyone else with a question? Or
yes, hi, this is Anna. Thank you, as always, for everything. Yeah, I have a quick question in reference to the diet. I'd like some feedback from any of the folks on the line if they've used cast iron cookware, or there's this company that makes cast iron cookware and as well as the carbon steel.
I'd say cast iron cookware is probably the best you could ever use. The only problem is rusting and, of course, sticking. I wouldn't buy any cast iron cookware with anti-stick properties. Who knows what kind of chemicals they're using? But real cast iron cookware is the way my grandma used to cook, and it's the best unless you have a sensitivity to iron for some reason or other.
Right, because it could it tends to contribute to with iron overload for some folks. So
right.
There's a company that also in conjunction with the cast iron cookware, they're making, and they're, there's online reviews on the carbon steel cookware from the same company that's supposed to be lighter, and some people prefer that over the cast iron. Does anybody know about that? The carbon steel.
If anybody knows about that, do your star six, but I don't know. You just have to go by the reviews.
Okay, so in other words, the cast iron is the way that to go, in your opinion, that's the best then.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I don't use it. I wish I did, but I don't have it. But.
Okay, so you can use that for any entrees? I mean,
anything, of course.
Anything, fish, or okay, I've never used it, and I appreciate the information.
My grandmother never would have questioned using cast iron for anything. Okay, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Who's next? Question or your purpose? We got like 7 minutes. Well, my purpose. Sometimes you don't wake up and say, well, this is my purpose in life. You don't go through school. I mean, you might go through elementary school and high school and college with a purpose in life, and that's great, and you might start out that way, but life doesn't seem to be about the plans that we make. It seems to be more about the plans that fall through and how we navigate the stresses related with those. I started in engineering. My purpose in life then was to build natural gas plants. And then I was thinking, well, they're making synthetic foods. That would be a great thing to do. If we could feed the world with a chemical plant, being stupid as I was at that point, not realizing that you can't replace nutrition. You can't replace what comes out of real foods. And then I got into stress management. My purpose in life was to make the world healthier and help people get their lives back from anxieties and headaches and high blood pressure problems and all the other things that people suffer from, colitis. And of course, I stumbled upon the idea, or the reality, not the idea, but the reality is that probably 100% of us suffer from lack of self-worth. I've worked with politicians and lawyers and CEOs, and nobody has good self-worth. So I wrote the book about it. It's called My Dog Got Run Over by a Rainbow, How to Build True Self-Worth, and I thought that was my purpose in life. And then along comes Morgellons and skin parasites, and man, all my purposes in life went out the window. And I started manufacturing gutter guards, and my purpose in life was to put up the best gutter guard in every house in the world, or at least in this country. But the parasite issue really became paramount for a long time. And I was fortunate enough to discover the diet and kind of escape it. And it seems that, when I read a lot of Facebook posts, there are probably thousands of people doing the same thing that I was doing, was trying to make heads or tails out of this thing, where it comes from, how we get it, what to do about it, and so forth. I guess I was fortunate enough to, first of all, fall into the diet, just fell into it. And nobody else has really looked at it or used it to the benefit that I've helped, I think, hundreds of people. Then it came called Lyme disease, and I had no idea what the hell to do about that. I thought that was going to end my life, and I was thinking, holy crap, finally I got free of skin parasites, and now I'm going to die from Lyme disease. It's going to kill me. And it was disastrous. I couldn't write my name. I couldn't drive my car with my using my foot on the gas pedal. It was so painful. I had to modulate it with a stick, about a 30-inch long stick. I had to modulate the gas pedal. That was terrible. And fortunate enough to discover glutathione, and then the magic of Garcelin. And got my life back from that. But that could be my purpose in life, but that's such a huge purpose. I'm still in Morgellons. I mean, who's got, you know, Lyme disease is recognized. There's so many experts to speak about it. And my voice is much larger here with Morgellons. And, you know, what keeps me going is listening to you guys share your progress. I couldn't run a Facebook group. I could not do that. Just to see people posting that crap, pictures and stupid shit, I'm sorry for my life, and getting nowhere. I'm a results-oriented guy. If I don't have results and if I don't hear feedback from you, I'm away. I'm gone. I'll find another purpose. It's as simple as that. It seems that this is my purpose. Now, many people, you know, even Robin shared, you know, she was praying with her pastor about a solution, and it happened by my book, changed her life. People say that God sent me to you. I don't believe that. No. I'm here, you know. God is the laws of the universe, and one of those laws are probability. And the probability of searching and searching eventually sent you to me, and that is God to me. But it really helps to feel the love of yourself. It really helps to feel a connection with the universe. Now, the universe is wild. That's way out there. And this is where we get into vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be religious with the wrong vibrations. Mm-hmm. We see the results of that sometimes in politics.
Yeah.
But you can be religious with the right relation. But, you know, if you searched, and I wrote a book, it's Prosper with the Power of God on Your Side. It's on Amazon. And if you study the history of the church, the actual Catholic Church, if you study the history of Islam, you would never go into another church or temple again in your life. If you knew that the King James Version of the Bible, which every one of us, I was indoctrinated with it. Do you know who actually approved that version? King James. That's why it's called the King James Version. Do you know who King James was? He thought he was ordained by God. So it is not a spiritual. It is a political instrument is what it is. It's an agreement between the church and a king to provide you guidance. So anyway, our time is up. I love you all. Keep coming back. I hope my opinions about the spirituality or whatever, you know, take it with a grain of sand of your life, or listen because it can affect your life. Love you all. Have a great
day. Are we going to have more question and answers?